Hi everyone, welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. My name is Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today's episode is, how can I get quick weight loss? How do I lose the most weight in the shortest amount of time? Clients ask me this question every day. Last week's episode, if you listened, was all about the three top ways to lose 5 to 7 pounds fast. We went over the regular intervention, we went over the detox, and we went over the 5-hour fasting. All great ways to get 5 to 7 pounds off in 1 week. Now we are going to talk about doubling down. We're going to double down and change it up enough so that our body gets confused. And when our body gets confused, it will help us keep those numbers going. We want to keep continuing to lose those numbers and keep continuing to lose weight. And that's why we're doubling down. One thing I do want to tell you is I really believe the healthiest program you can do is the Signature Innovation 3 meals and 1 to 2 snacks. It's slow, it's steady, it's 1 to 2 pounds a week, but it's great because while you're losing weight, you're learning at the same time to incorporate healthy habits into your daily life. And that's what makes it so great. However, that does not work for everyone. That doesn't work for someone who has resistant fat or maybe has a medical background or going through menopause. This is how I came up with the doubling down. This is how I came up with the 5-hour fast and the detox and doubling down on them. Because if you have resistant fat, if you have medical issues and you're stuck, you're slow, these methods will help you lose the weight regardless of why your body is resistant. I use it all the time with clients who try to lose weight and struggle to lose 1 pound. Maybe it's genetic, maybe it's medical, doesn't matter. They're struggling to lose that 1 pound and that is not motivating. Who's going to stay on a diet when you can't lose a pound because you have resistant fat or because you have a medical background or because you're going through menopause? I did this because it works and when they see the results, they are so excited. But please, before you try anything, make sure you consult your doctor. So what I find to be the best, and I've used it on thousands of clients, is the combination of the fasting and the detox. Not one, not the other, but both in the same week. I call it doubling down. You're taking two great weight loss methods, two quick weight loss methods, and you're combining them in 1 week. And it confuses the body so much that it gives you amazing results. Not only does it work great, but the clients love doing it because it's mentally exciting. It's not the same thing all week over and over. It makes the time go faster and you feel like just when you had enough of one, you're starting the next one. And of course, one of the main reasons they love it is because they see the results. And when we see results, everything feels worth it. I started the doubling down for clients who really had resistant fat. They just struggled. They would go on their regular intervention or they'd be on any weight loss program. They'd lose a little weight and then it would stop and it would not move no matter how little they ate. Once I started these methods, their weight loss took off. Every week they would see 2 to 3 pounds. That's a lot for someone who has resistant fat. That's a lot for someone whose body's running so much slower because they have a medical issue or they're going through menopause. Okay, so when you see weight loss like that after trying so hard and you can't get a pound off, you're so excited it works. So let's go over it. First, let's go over what the detox and the 5-hour is for those of you who are not sure or just need a refresher or have not listened to the last podcast. The 5-hour fast is when you do 2 meals and 1 snack and you do it in the same 5 hours every day, Monday through Friday. It's what I would refer to as a breakfast or lunch for your first meal, and a dinner for your second meal, and then a snack for your third. Now, all on program healthy. If you're not sure, listen to our last podcast. I gave examples and I'll put the link down below. Now the detox is when you do 1 detox drink, 1 meal with 2 cups of veggies and 1 MCT muffin. Unlike the 5-hour where you have to do it in the same 5 hours every day, it doesn't matter what time you do the detox, it doesn't matter what order you do it in. Although I tell clients all the time, start with the drink because it has the appetite suppressant in it and it will help you not feel hungry. I see clients do these methods all the time and they do really well with them. We must remember we're always drinking water throughout the day. Very important. You have to stay hydrated. The first thing you want to do is figure out what your 5 hours are that you're comfortable with. Because if you've already done the 5-hour, you might already know what you're capable of. But if you haven't done the 5-hour, or you just may be having an off week, you have to figure out what you can do in that week. For example, if you're planning on doing the 5-hour and you're going to eat from 1 to 6, but you have dinner plans at 6 o'clock on Thursday, well, you can't do the 5-hour from 1 to 6 because you have to be done eating at 6. So it's very important to know what your week looks like and if you're capable of doing it. And if you are, what would be the 5 hours that you can do it in? Okay, so let's now start the double down with your week. So now if you're doubling down, this is what your first week would look like. You want to start with 3 fasting days and 2 detox days. So your first 3 days are fasting and your last 2 days are detox. Or you can reverse it and start with 3 detox days and 2 fasting days. The key is the first 3 days are the same and the last 2 days are the same, regardless of if you do the detox first or the fasting first. So say the first week you do the fasting Monday through Wednesday and detox Thursday and Friday. Then you would do a regular weigh-in on Saturday morning, a regular intervention weekend, Saturday and Sunday, with 1 cheat meal and 1 cheat dessert in that weekend. The following week, you can reverse it, and you can do 3 detox days and 2 fasting days. And again, Saturday morning you weigh in and you do a regular intervention weekend with your cheat meal and cheat dessert, or drinks if you're drinking and you're over 21. Normally what I do with clients is I start them on their regular intervention. I see how they do, I see how their weight loss goes. Then I will go to the detox and intervention. Then I'll do the fasting and intervention. I'll see how they do with it. So figure out what you are capable first. Then you can double down once you've tried all 3. When you're doubling down, what you're doing is you are going to take a regular intervention week, then you're going to take that next week and you're going to do 3 days fasting, 2 days detox, regular intervention weekend with a cheat meal and a cheat dessert, okay? You're weighing that Saturday morning because you did Monday through Friday. Then you can either go to a regular intervention week or you can reverse it and do 3 detox days, 2 fasting days, or you can do 3 fasting days, 2 detox days. It's up to you. Remember, as long as the first 3 days are the same and the last 2 days are the same, that's how you're going to get the best results. That's what makes this work so amazing. Now listen, it's hard. Detox is hard. Weight loss is hard. Fasting is hard. For some, even regular intervention is hard. But you have to know if you want to lose weight, you have to put the work in. So you have to figure out what works for you, both mentally and physically. You may be able to do one of these and be fine at it, but you're having a really bad mental week. That too much is going on, too many plans. Well, then you can't do it. Okay, you have to figure out your week. You have to see what works for you. When you figure out your week and you see what works for you, that's what's going to make all the difference. But I promise you, if you do this and you're struggling with any type of resistant fat, if you're struggling with any type of medical or menopause or anything going through that, this is going to work for you. So give it a try. See how you do. You can always reach out to me and ask me any questions. I'm always here for you. Okay? I'm wishing everyone a happy, healthy week. Give it a go. Give it a try. See how you do and let me know.